Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Beverly Foxington is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and one of our top leadership experts. TheCollaborative.com, is that right, Beverly?
The-collaborative.com.
Check that out, folks. Her books are there. You can find all the things that she does there. We're talking about networking, right? Beverly, you ask a question that I don't think we've really talked a lot about on the show before, believe it or not, all the networking we've done. You ask the question of who in your organization should be doing the networking. And I think that's such an important point because usually a lot of companies, when they think of networking, they think the founder should be the one out there, the lead, the president, the owner of the company should be out there doing the networking. But the truth is, you're letting your key people do the networking too, right?
You know, it's funny. We always will say when we do sales training, you know, ask everyone in the room who's in sales, and many times you'll only have a couple of people raise their hand. And I like to point out, if you're working in a small business, everybody is in sales. Everybody has to be a part of raising the profile and getting out in the community. So that's one piece, Jim. But the other piece is think about strengths. You and I both know many business owners, and they're not really strong socially. They're not great at telling the story. Why not think about finding another resource who may actually be better than you are? Now, some of us have to tell our own stories. But if you're not good at it and good at it, why not think about maybe leveraging somebody else to do it?
You might even want to think about hiring somebody. In other words, if you're hiring a new VP of some major component of your company, make sure that part of the criteria that you're looking for is somebody who can be a good networker. I'm not saying hire a VP of networking. I'm just saying make that part of their criteria. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with this, and I've seen in many cases small businesses, I can think especially, I have for whatever reason a few people I deal with in the alternative medicine field, they're chiropractors or maybe estheticians, and it's interesting because these are people who are, you know, working throughout the day, and in a lot of cases I've seen where they've been able to really raise their profile by having somebody who can go knock on local doors and take flyers around and go to local meetings and, you know, be able to, in the BNI type of structure, hand out a coupon. So I think we have to start to think creatively because we sit here saying, okay, I know I have to do it. I don't really like it. I'm not really good at it, but I have to do it. But why not think about maybe leveraging somebody else? Of course, you have to arm them. You have to give them the tools and the story and the materials. But if they're ready to do it, that may be a better option for some of our listeners.
But you know, another thing, though, is I'm going to put a little pressure on people who think they're not good at it, they don't want to do it. I'm going to put a little pressure on them and tell them that that's not really a good excuse for hiding your light under a bushel. You should be getting out of your comfort zone. You and I both know, Beverly, that nothing really great happens. It's very difficult to seek excellence if you're always comfortable, if you're always inside your little bubble. Nothing excellent is going to happen inside that if you don't get outside. What do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, the other, I think, fallacy, Jim, is that to be a good networker, you have to be this very sociable, talkative, party-type individual. And I would say some of the people that I've observed who are best at it are the most serious. They may be quiet types. They're excellent listeners. So I think we have to also abandon the idea that to be good at this, you have to be this, you know, totally outgoing, sociable person. No, you just have to be passionate about what you do and want to spread the word about what you do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's no question about it. What about social and face-to-face? What do you tell people about that? Because, you know, I think the average small business owner is more likely to be a face-to-face networker than they are to be a social networker. What do you think?
And to be honest with you, Jim, my problem with, you know, using social media as your primary networking tool is I think that can be a way for people to hide sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I posted
mm-hmm.
the blog. I put something on my LinkedIn. You know, I'm doing networking. You know, now that said, if you've got some interesting things to say, you should be out there saying them, raise your profile, draw attention to yourself. But I think if you're a small business person and you're trying to make connections, you're trying to get known, there's a bit of a danger in just kind of hiding behind social media and not physically getting out there into your community or wherever it is that your customers are and interacting with them or interacting with potential partners that could lead you to them.
Right. No, absolutely. No question about it. Well, and this is another thing you talked about that I like to make sure people – realize it. So I think social networking, social media can be used for networking, but it's not only for networking. But I do think it's something to me, this is where LinkedIn really helps a lot of professionals and executives and CEOs using LinkedIn as a way of doing networking. So I certainly encourage people to use LinkedIn. I'm sure you do too. I need the website one more time, Beverly.
It's the-collaborative.com.
All right, so check that out. Come back soon, Beverly. Good job today.
Anytime I'm invited, Jim. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Beverly Flaxington, ladies and gentlemen, we love having her on the show. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.